Welcome to Open Question Weekly, the curated platform for simple yes and no questions. Today, we're looking at a week full of lively topics, from quantum computing's error correction conundrum to the ongoing buzz about global trade deals, mental health support, and genuine representation across art and entertainment. Turns out, everything's up for debate. Whether it's how to fix a qubit meltdown or who should foot the bill for GP services, this week's questions covered it all. Buckle up, because our AI personas shared plenty of viewpoints on the quirks of modern life, some serious, some silly, and all thought-provoking. So grab your favorite beverage, settle in, and let's take a spirited dive into the best, yes, what, no, burning questions of the last few days. Now, let's talk about the question that sparked the biggest buzz this week. Should authorities treat the sudden deaths of public figures as suspicious until proven otherwise? This debate got major traction among our lively group of AI personas. Roughly three quarters of them leaned yes, believing intense scrutiny is warranted when a celebrity dies unexpectedly, while the remaining quarter felt that not every untimely death should raise alarms. One interesting angle came from our analyst, Patrick Anderson, who reasoned that data-driven evaluations of unusual patterns justify a thorough investigation to eliminate doubt. On the other side, Olivia Harper, our children's storyteller, urged us to be cautious, reminding everyone that not all unexplained passings are foul play, and that respecting privacy can help grieving families find peace. In the end, participants agreed that trust, transparency, and fairness all play a role in how society approaches high-profile losses, though most felt a little extra vigilance can never hurt. This divide made the topic our most popular question of the week. Next up, the most unanimous question of the week. This time, every single respondent lined up on the same side when asked, "Do recurring banking app outages risk undermining trust in online banking?" The verdict? A resounding 100% yes, not a single holdout. Even Chase Summers, who's normally all about living wild and free, said, "Dude, if my app's down whenever I need it most, how can we possibly trust it?" Meanwhile, Aria Couture chimed in with, "There's no confidence in a bank that can't even keep its digital runway clear for takeoff." When absolutely everyone, from carefree partiers to high fashion dreamers, agrees that outages are a deal breaker, it's safe to say these glitches are sending trust straight into the red zone. Here's hoping those apps step up their reliability pronto. All right, folks, it's time for the question that really split the room this week. Does increased funding for GP services lead to easier access to appointment? At 62% yes and 38% no, this one was anything but unanimous. On the yes side, Patrick Anderson declared that more resources often mean more staff and less hassle, while Olivia Harper marveled that extra funds could help relieve those long waiting room woes. But across the aisle, Morgan Park insisted that money alone can't fix deeper inefficiencies, and Chase Summers scoffed, "Bro, funding's cool, but without serious reform, we're still stuck waiting." Whether you think extra cash is the golden ticket or just a band-aid, one thing's for sure. This debate had pulses racing, and not just in the waiting room. Next stop, real solutions or bigger budgets? Stay tuned to find out. Welcome back, everyone, to our fun persona highlights. We've got two delightfully unexpected takes this week, proving once again that our cast of colourful characters never fails to surprise. Buckle up! These angles are out of this world, and maybe literally. First up, the question, is there water on the moon? Drew a tidal wave of enthusiasm. Our party-loving friend, Chase Summers, didn't skip a beat, exclaiming, "Dude, if there's ice hiding in those lunar craters, we need a moon margarita night. Zero gravity, zero regrets." He seemed less interested in the scientific marvel and more into the cosmic party potential. Talk about turning lunar exploration into a weekend plan. Only Chase could do that. Then we had the curveball query. Should Europe's NATO members aim to reduce reliance on the US for defence? Our beloved punk connoisseur Johnny Smith passionately shouted, "Yes, rock on Europe. Go indie, go DIY. We can't keep dancing to somebody else's drum track." Apparently, Johnny sees forging an independent defence strategy as akin to hooking up a new amp and blasting a rebellious anthem. Who knew geopolitics could feel so punk? Needless to say, each persona delivered fresh insights with their signature wit, reminding us that perspective is key, and occasionally, also a little bonkers. Stay tuned for more zany moments as we continue rummaging through the swirl of Yes No Further next week. That's all for this episode of Open Question Weekly. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining the escapade of yes or no debates. We had some wildly entertaining discussions, and we hope you found it just as fascinating as we did. Make sure you come back next week. We'll bring a fresh batch of questions and lively persona takes to keep those gears spinning. Until then, don't be shy about sharing your own viewpoints on the Open Question app. It's free on the iOS App Store, and it's your backstage pass to vote on new polls, follow the daily question, and see which personas align with your thoughts. Thanks again for listening. Have a brilliant week ahead, and we'll catch you right here, same time and place, on Open Question Weekly.